Gun owners who don't store their guns securely could face new civil penalties under legislation unveiled Thursday by Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan. She says the goal is to reduce gun deaths, including accidents and suicides. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Durkan says her new legislation will prioritize education over enforcement, with a long phase-in and a public awareness campaign. But ultimately, when a gun figures in an accidental shooting, a suicide, or a crime, investigators will ask how it was stored.
Were they locked up? And if they weren't locked up, then there can be penalties.
If an unsecured gun shows up in a crime or accidental shooting, the owner could be fined up to $10,000 and face negligence claims. The proposal also doubles the existing penalty for failing to report stolen guns. Alan Gottlieb with Bellevue's Second Amendment Foundation says he met with Durkan and offered to support a safe storage campaign, but not the penalties in this law.
Because quite honestly, gun owners who have to buy into this don't really trust Seattle city government at all, since they've attacked their rights so many times. But if it's more of an education campaign, it could have a better chance to work.
A recent study from the University of Washington found that 63% of gun owners in Washington do not store their guns unloaded and in a lockbox. Durkan says the student walkouts against gun violence partly inspired her to propose the new rules.
There's only so many things the city can do because of state law, but this is something we can do that's meaningful.
The courts did strike down Seattle's ban on guns in parks in 2012, but a city tax on guns and ammunition was allowed to proceed. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.